There's a ball into left center field. That'll be down for a hit. We're going to be tied up at six. Jose Altuve, RBI number four tonight.
Big swing from the veteran.
That's what bummed me out the most last night, Seth. Altuve coming up with a huge two-out hit in the eighth, and it going to waste because the 10th inning was just horrible. 10th inning was bad. Josh Hader gives up the grand slam. Cleveland beats the Astros. So the second straight night, so the streak of 13 straight non-losing series, which I wonder where that stacks up during this golden era of Astros baseball. You think? Yeah, let's get it out of our systems now. Because if you keep winning all these series, you know, all the way into the postseason, then, you know, it's like in college basketball when these teams are, like, undefeated going into February, and people are like, you want to lose at least one or two games going into the tournament because the tournament's a one and done. You don't want to have that undefeated thing on your brain, you know? Get it out of the way before the games really, really matter, you know? So...
Well, but it was also, it wasn't a stretch of winning. It wasn't a consecutive stretch of winning series. It was not losing 13 straight
11
series,
of them were winning, though. 11 of them. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, 11, they split. They had a couple splits in there. One with the A's, you know. So, and I forget who the other one was with. So, but it's over now. And Cleveland won the series, and we'll see. The Astros, at the very least, Seth, can get back on track tonight and getting me away from getting sent out of the country again because everybody's mad at me.
Yeah, because you're a bad luck talisman.
Yep.
You're like that little idol on the Brady Bunch episode.
Tiki statue, yeah.
You're a tiki statue.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly what I am. Brandon Walter is going to try to save the world tonight. That's who's on the mound for the Astros tonight against the Cleveland Indians. 7:10 first pitch. There was a question on Twitter this weekend. Speaking of Altuve, who we just bumped in with his RBI single last night that tied the game. The question was from Twitter, Altuve will definitely have his number retired someday. Should any other golden era Astros have theirs retired? And the graphic that's the person put up who asked this question had a picture of Alex Bregman and Justin Verlander on it. And I guess kind of saying, hey, how about these two and maybe some more?
It's almost, they're a victim of their own success in that I think there's too many candidates to the point where you and I are both alike in this. I hate retiring jersey numbers.
Same.
I think it's stupid.
The correct answer is retiring numbers is stupid. That's the correct answer.
It's just dumb. It made sense back in the day when people didn't know if this professional sports thing was even going to work out. Remember, they started retiring jerseys back when a professional sports league, people probably figured, this is the last 10 or 20 years. We'll have a good run.
Right.
Like, no, now that they've become such a mainstay establishment of American society, the sports leagues are going to be around until the United States of America ceases to exist.
Yes.
So, there's just too many. There's too few numbers to dole out to too many players.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, build a statue. Right. Don't retire the number.
Now, that said, the Astros are a team that has chosen to subscribe to this theory. They just chosen to follow this religion, and part of it is retiring numbers. They've retired, I think, like 8 or 9 different numbers. I forget how many. To me, if we're retiring numbers, then from this age, it's Altuve and nobody else. Not Bregman, not Verlander, not Springer, not Correa. Like, those would be the names I would put an argument up for if I had to debate if they should. You know, if name three or four guys you can debate over other than Altuve, it'd probably be those names, I would think. You know?
I would say, honestly, if you do have to indulge in retiring numbers, then retire Hall of Famers. That makes sense, at least. And you do, if your franchise is around for 100 years, you're unlikely to have so many Hall of Famers that all of a sudden you're running out of numbers for your other players or anything.
And obviously
you're not going to run out of numbers, but it's still like, okay, you want to sign a free agent who's had the same numbers since he was in high school or something?
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
The Yankees are at the far end. The Yankees and Celtics are at the far end of the spectrum where they're just running out of numbers. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It would seem to me the Astros are going to subscribe to what you're saying there because the most recent number they retired was Billy Wagner, and they didn't do that till he got elected into the Hall of Fame. You know, he gets elected into the Hall of Fame, he gets his number retired. So there's that. It would be Altuve, and that's it. Mostly, well, so Verlander goes to the Hall of Fame. You retire his number 35.
He doesn't. No, no, because no? he's not a dyed-in-the-wool Astro.
What
he's
if he go goes? The, what yeah. if he? Because Wagner went.
Oh,
in.
If he chose to wear the hat.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If he chose the Astros, then yes.
Got to right. If he chooses the Astros to go in with, I don't think he will. I think he'll go in as a Tiger, if I had to guess. But I think you can make an argument that he could go in as an Astro. Like he experienced the elite level team success and individual success. You know, two Cy Youngs and a runner up in his three full seasons.
This is the same thing I can't get over. I feel like I've with Shedeur Sanders having his jersey number retired at Colorado.
Yeah.
I can't get over how stupid that was. Yeah. I can't get over it. I've got so no dog dumb. In the fight. But I also, and listen, for anybody that's like, oh, you guys hate Shedeur Sanders. No, I am very intrigued, and I hope nothing but the best for Shedeur Sanders at Cleveland. It is. It's the first time in his life that he's been out from underneath the shadow of his father and not being, you know, not having his father right there every step along the way. So I'm intrigued to see what he does in this situation in Cleveland.
Yes.
I genuinely do. And yet, just the very virtue that he had it. Like the biggest, it's just so symbolic of so many things in which he handled that the wrong, like that he and Deion handled the draft process the wrong way.
Yep.
Like you're retiring the jersey of a guy that, had a really nice college career and helped turn that program around, but pales in comparison to what other quarterbacks at that school have done historically.
At that very school, Darian Hagan, at that
and
very
the coach's
school.
Son gets his jersey retired.
It's disgusting.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's so dumb.
Yep. Larry
Travis
wants-
Hunter, by all means, retire his jersey.
Yes,
makes sense.
Heisman winner.
He's done
winner.
Something that very few college players have ever done.
Heisman
I don't understand the Shedeur Sanders retirement.
What's going on, Larry? How you doing?
What's going on, Sean? Seth, Sean, I haven't had a chance to welcome you back on the air, so welcome you back.
Thank you.
You're destroying the Astros.
Yeah, you're the only one welcoming me back. Everybody else is telling me to get the hell out of town. Yeah.
Hey, that's all right, man. Whatever you smoke down there, don't smoke it again, because since you've been back, them Astros have been losing. So I'm with you on that, but I'm glad my dog is back. Look, real quick, the Shedeur Sanders retirement jersey, that is stupid, Seth. There's nothing. That's just dumb. And we know why they did it, and Deion being the coach up there. And I can appreciate everything they've done for Colorado, but retiring that jersey was just dumb. The next thing, man, Verlander's going in as an Astro. It only makes sense because with Kate being in Houston and he had his most success with the Cy Young and his World Series ring, I'm pretty sure he didn't get one in Detroit when he was up there. So I see Verlander going in as an Astro, man, and then we can consider retiring number 35 because I think Joe Sambito wore number 35 for the Astros back in the day. The next thing, let's talk about that Hitler mustache real quick.
Yeah.
That Hitler mustache is on par with that Kim Jong-un ball fade, high top, flat top that he wears. I don't think you're allowed to mimic those kind of dudes, man, because they throw your ass in the fiery pits of hell when you are mocking them with your hairstyle. So I'm thinking Hitler probably was very exclusive with that old silly mustache. And with Kim Jong-un, whenever he gets that ball fade in the chair, the whole barbershop probably empty. Fellas, this is my reintroduction back into the sports vernacular in the city of H-Town, because in 2 weeks, y'all know what happens. Them boys fire up. And when them boys fire up, we're going to talk a lot of football, fellas, in our hall.
I appreciate you, Larry. Appreciate you.
He did have one Cy Young in Detroit.
Yeah.
Verlander, not Hitler.
Yeah.
And we figured out the Hitler mustache thing. It was a popular mustache in, like, the 1920s and 30s.
Yeah.
Hitler just clung on to it. But there was also an element of, like, World War One veterans had that mustache because they had to wear gas masks, and Hitler was a World War One veteran. So there was a – but it wasn't – yeah, you definitely wasn't comedy. As far as the Kim Jong-un haircut goes, there are – if I remember correctly, there are only, like, 4 allowed haircuts in North Korea. Like, you go to the barber shop and you can say, like, I'll take the 1, the 2, the 3, or the 4.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like the old Tecmo Bowl where there was pass 1, pass 2, run 1, and run 2. Those are the only 4 plays you could run. Same exact thing. Yeah, Tecmo Bowl.
The thing that'll never be emulated is that mugwai that that Tennessee Titans president wore on his face.
That mustache slash goatee, the supreme flavor saver. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Underwood, the name of that person, because I knew you looked it up the other day.
Yeah. John, you remembered it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That's our relationship.
That's it, man. John Lopez, Luke Morrow is in for Reggie Atitula today.
Hey, Luke.
Figgy is here. Yeah, what's going on, fellas? How are we feeling?
Good. I mean, has anyone ruined anything more than Hitler ruining that mustache? It was like the Charlie Chaplin before that.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. Yeah. It's tough to find one.
The only thing I can come close to is Hitler ruining the name Adolf
and Hitler.
Yeah, like both very unpopular in the ensuing decades.
Yes,
it's true.
Yes.
But then I guess it shows like how cool Michael Jordan was, because he was rocking that type of mustache for a little bit. He brought it back.
Did he bring it back for
he
a
brought
little
that
it was,
well,
yeah.
a little, I mean, it was a little, yeah. it wasn't exactly the same, but mm-hmm. it was close enough.
That's a pretty big
it was
heat.
An ugly mustache.
No one said a word.
It was bad.
It was bad. So what's the question of the day, fellas?
I'm sure you saw this. The big dumper, Cal Raleigh.
Was
it home run number 36 or something like that?
Is that what they call him, the big dumper?
That's his nickname.
Okay.
And we'll play the audio at 10:40. But the Yankees broadcast actually talked about it and focused in on his butt, like just his butt when he was standing on first base.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
So,
what?
Nice.
It's hard these days, you know, competing with a natural butt when you've got all these silicone injected butts.
Yes, yes. The worst nickname you ever heard or had, or worst nickname that's ever been out.
Oh, the big.
I don't know,
big,
man.
He hates
sports,
it.
In sports, it's such a good thing, though, to have a big bubble butt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, a worst nickname ever.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, back in the day, they had some great ones.
Well, I'll
it was
I'll
almost
give you
like more baseball players had a nickname than they went by their chosen name.
Oh, I've got it. I know what it is. Booger McFarland.
Booger is on my list.
Booger McFarland. Like,
Booger is on my list.
And it's not that it's just that it's a bad nickname. By the way, Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that it's a bad nickname. It's the name he chooses to use as if it's his government name.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Okay. I got to tell you. Now, I disagree completely, because I feel that Booger McFarland has used that name to
keeping
his
him
advantage
employed
greatly.
Yeah.
I think people think that Booger McFarland has more personality than he does, just because the guy's name is Booger.
Yeah.
It feels like, oh, this guy's going to be a something or other.
Yeah.
It's just a guy named Booger.
Pot roast.
Someone was nicknamed.
Oh, that's a great, yeah.
Was it
Terrence Knighton? Or
yes,
one of those.
That's exactly who it was. Good
I think
job.
He's the one.
Yes. Job, Luke.
Yeah,
that's
well,
impressive. Yeah.
My brother, he gave my brother a concussion in high school basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was him. It was either him or Chris Baker, who also played in the NFL. They were on the same basketball team, Windsor High School.
In Connecticut. Wow, that was up near my hometown.
Yeah. Oh. And one of the former or future NFL players, concussed
my brother.
I don't
know if you know this, but Connecticut is a hotbed.
Oh, big time.
Basketball players.
So, what did Lewis Nix call himself? Something chocolate.
Big
chocolate. Right?
Irish chocolate, I think, is what he was.
Because
he went
chocolate,
to Notre Dame.
Yeah,
he was Irish chocolate. R.I.P. Lewis Nix. You know what? One that annoys me, the big fundamental.
The big fundamental.
With Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would want to get named the big fundamental?
I guess Tim Duncan would with his personality.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I knew a girl in college, and I never got the gist of how this nickname came about. It was a woman in college, young woman. Her nickname was Bloody.
I don't need to know. I'm good.
I don't need to know.
That's not good.
I don't need to know.
We had an awesome girl that we hung out with who was nicknamed Mo the Keg, because she was shaped like a keg. She was awesome.
And she liked the nickname.
I think her softball teammates gave her that name. Like, she had fun with it. Like, we didn't name her that. Okay, I'll tell you the worst one. Okay, this is the worst one ever. Mm-hmm. This is the worst one ever. Kid I played college football with. I'm not going to say his last name. Cool. Yeah, offensive lineman. Great dude. Comes in his sophomore year. And we're hanging out with him his first couple years. But in his sophomore year, a girl from his high school was a freshman, and she was attractive.
Yeah.
Very, very popular. She was around a lot. And one night when everybody is drinking, she lets it slip that his nickname in high school was Cookie. And he was devastated.
Yeah,
because he'd gone to college. He was free and clear.
Got away
the nickname
from it.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Yep, and then he was Cookie from that day forward.
Oh my God! Did you guys have nicknames at any point?
I was the Whopper all through high school.
The Whopper in honor of Billy Paltz.
Yeah. They call me the Whopper.
Yeah. You, Luke?
Not good nicknames.
Yeah.
My brothers called me all sorts of things. They called me Buick growing up because I was an old soul and only old people drive Buicks.
Buick?
Yeah.
Buick Moro.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not a Buick.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a great nickname. How about you?
In college, I was Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Pendergrass. Pendergrass. People have tried to make Pendo stick. That didn't, you know, Pendo like that Pendo.
I like Pendo.
I don't like Pendo at all. Yeah. Mostly because the person in college who called me Pendo, he was a freshman when I was a junior, and he started calling me Pendo, and I'm like, who the hell
you
are
don't
you to call
right.
me Pendo?
Yeah,
you don't have the right to call me Pendo. No, no. And I got nicknamed, I got in high school, my nickname was Boyce. Named after former Oilers running back Boyce Green.
Wow.
Who played for the Browns at the time. We were playing Sandlot football, and we were watching football on TV on a Sunday, and Boyce Green, total journeyman running back, had a huge game. We went outside to play football after that, and that entire day I was Boyce Green. Literally to this day, my friends that I was in high school with still call me Boyce. Yeah. On that one day, it was weird. It was weird.
Most of the
Sean's, my favorite nickname for Sean is, hey, is that guy on stilts? And that comes from the pregame show one day where we were standing at the stage during a break and a 9-foot man walking in front of us
like
on the stage walked past and Sean was like, what is that guy on stilts?
Seth will never let me forget him.
And Sean, I could see it in his face. I just looked at him for like 10 seconds.
Seth
was like, Sean, I think he's on stilts. Yeah,
he's on stilts.
So disgusted. Yeah. Seth was so disgusted. So they had a parade at the resort we were at this week on Canada Day, July 1st in Jamaica. They had a parade march through our resort with, you know, like, clowns and people waving Canadian flags and this one gigantic guy on stilts. So Amy films it and I'm standing next to her and I go, is that guy on stilts? And she hits it. And the end of the video, I said, send that to Seth.
Send that to Seth. Well, the thing I love most about your trip, though, is the fact that people over there have no problem with like these kind of meanish nicknames.
They were,
That's what we should be, allow over here. We should
not be
so sensitive.
People have the worst nicknames for their
really.
Well, yeah, it's they find the most heinous physical characteristic and use that as your nickname.
This is what I was. So you weren't here on Monday when I brought this up on the air in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I learned that you whatever physical quality it is that you shout out if you want to talk if you don't know them, you go, yo fatty. Our limo driver did that on the, I said that's not true. He rolls down the window, yells at a fat girl, yo fatty, and she's like, hey man, you know, like,
that's what Hispanic people do.
Yo Biggs, he said to some guy, yo Biggs.
I'm going to have you guys, and listen, it's a slow week, so I'm not going to feel bad about going 5 minutes into your segment here. I'll have you guys power rank these three that I remember from high school.
All right, I'm writing them down.
And tell me which is the worst. So I had Cliffy, because I know so many stupid facts. So that was from Cheers. So like Cliff Clavin.
That's cool.
It was largely affectionate. So there was Cliffy. There was Psycho Seth that came from football, just from being a psycho. And then there was Limpy. Limpy. And this is important.
As long as Brandy didn't give you that nickname.
I was pure as the driven snow. I had never been with a woman before, and I found myself one night out back of a party with a girl who had a reputation, okay? Mm-hmm. And she was ready to show me a good time. And I kind of like I had a fit of morality and was like, I cannot, not like this. And plus, I didn't have like protection or anything, but she didn't care. And I'm like, no, man, I can't, not the first time. Yeah. I can't be getting a penicillin shot over this. So I bailed. And people asked what happened. And I was like, I wanted to be a gentleman about it. I didn't want to say that, like, I'm not going to. That skank. So I was kind of like, I was scrambling because I also didn't want to like, so I was like, I couldn't perform. I used different terminology.
Oh.
Boom. Yeah,
limpy. So it is what we thought it was.
Yeah, that's exactly
what you thought. That one stuck for way too many months. That was a rough one to overcome.
Limpy. And that's why Seth didn't get with Mo the Keg.
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, okay. Fourth nickname. So somewhere along the way, that was like my sophomore or junior year in high school. My senior year in high school, I'm talking to one of my female friends, Karen Wright. Awesome, awesome woman. Girl at the time. And she's like, yeah, Seth, well, you know, there's like a lot of girls that are like, They like you, but they don't want to go out with you because you've been with so many women.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what? I like at that time, I still might have been a virgin.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, like everybody knows that you've been with like half the girls in the school. I'm like, what? And not only this, my friend,
yeah.
I had a reputation of having incredible endurance.
Really?
Oh, wow.
They called me
the 60-minute man.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm like, wait, what the hell are you talking about? I don't know who's spreading these positive rumors about me. It wasn't
positive.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Finch in American Pie, man. He did it intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, wow.
The only thing I can think of is that maybe when some guys were sitting around talking about sex or something, that I did a better job than Steve Carell did in 40-year-old version. when he was trying to describe the way a woman's breasts feel? Like, maybe I just did a better job of faking my way through the conversation that they thought I was like, that I was this legendary Earl Flynn type.
All right. Well, we...
just without all the gay stuff.
This edition of Crosstalk has been brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. Well, antibodies to you, Limpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can stay limp for 60 minutes or more.
60-minute man. Limpy.
That's how it got messed up. Like, no, he's limp for 60 minutes. Somehow that turned into the opposite. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We could just do this all day.
Hey, this is the longest we've ever cut into your show. We're out of here.
It is slow day.
We are done. We are out of time. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station.